As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Monday, Moonday, November the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Why would we go anywhere else? Send workable solutions for you where you can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Went up, tested my key the other day, and yep, that post box still works. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, reaching out there and touching America. Thank you so very much for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. If any of that contact information went by you too fast, just go back to becomevocallocal.com. You'll find it all there. Precious metals hold bullish gains, strengthening support levels and gaining notice. Talk about that in our market report. Can the con in Cancun, UN Climate Summit, losing supporters? We'll talk about that as well. Localizing Agenda 21, Urban Trialogues, Ian McCarg, Chapter 9, Agenda 21, Protection of the Atmosphere. We'll cover all those points as well. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Monday again, November the 22nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading down $1.10 at $1,353 an ounce. Yeah, I gotta like it. Silver off 7 cents at $27.28 an ounce. Pinch me, someone please. Platinum off $11 at $1,653 a troy ounce. And palladium off $2 at $699 an ounce for your palladium. This morning, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, a spread of about $16 working up there. $1,350.90 for a low, $1,366 even for a high. But at $1,353 even, your gold is up year to year, $202.70 a troy ounce, returning you 17.61% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price of gold for today. Morning trading at $1,357.50, for a few bucks below that. As of showtime, the SPDR gold shares this morning, they show that they're holding 1,289.34 metric tons in their treasure chest, electronic as it is, valued on State Street at $55.6 billion. We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Monday, November the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report one more time in review. Gold off $1.10 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time out of New York City, trading at $1,353. Don't rush out to the broker quite yet. $13.53 this morning, off $1.10. Silver off 7 cents at $27.28 a troy ounce. Platinum off $11 at $16.53, and palladium off $2 at $699 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 22 at 11,204. The Nasdaq up 4 at 25.18, and the S&P, the Standard and OSA Very Poor 500 Index, closed up 3 at 1,200, virtually flat. The crude oil this morning, you know, yeah, we heard all about the $80 oil. Well, we're in the middle of it. Off at 9 cents this morning, trades at $81.89 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, as they are in the U.S. Dollar Index, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Be sure and visit that. Keep your eyes peeled as we start to move into the carbon trading markets. But the ICE.com, that trade-weighted basket of currencies known as the USDX, up 13 basis points at 78.60, which impacts the foreign exchange rates, the Forex market, where the Canadian loonie this morning bumps up 24 basis points yet the 98-cent peg is still in place for the Canadian loonie. The Mexican peso down 14 basis points this morning, yet still exchanges on the bright side of 8 cents U.S. for the Mexican pesos. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning down 27 basis points at $1.37, exchanging against the U.S. dollar as it does. The British pound strong up, down 13 basis points, but yet still at $1.60 against the U.S. dollar. And that Swiss franc up 29 basis points at $1.01 U.S. The bond market this morning, we see a continuing increase in the yields on the U.S. treasuries. The bond market, the two-year, 0.51% return on your investment there, I guess. 10-year yields at 2.83. The 30s yielding 4.19 in the mortgage bit. The fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up. We're going to see this continuing move up, it looks like, for a while. Moving up from 3.67% a month ago to 3.97 this morning. And if you're in the market for a 30-year fix, it's moving up from 4.27%. to 4.56. The prime rate stands at 3.25. And your gold-to-silver ratio, wow, how nice, at 49.62 ounces of silver. I'll buy you 1 ounce of gold. Watch as that gold-silver ratio continues to drop down. Anyway, back into the news for this morning. Jump over to the news basket here and drag all this stuff out onto the table. We're going to have a little bit of talking about a variety of things I want to jump to here first. Economic calendars we like to do each morning. Not much happening today. Naranja Cocalera Coda or something like that speaks this afternoon at 1:30. Other than that, nothing much happening. Tomorrow, the gross domestic product will be out. Corporate profits will be out. Red Book will be out. The existing home sales will be out. Watch all of those. Wednesday, moving everything up, of course, to accommodate the U.S. holiday occurring on Thursday or Thanksgiving Day, where all markets will be closed, another one of these merchant man's holy days. Anyway, you'll find that the jobless claims will be out on Wednesday rather than Thursday. Lots of action happening on Wednesday, so we'll be paying attention to that. Durable goods, personal income, jobless claims, consumer sentiment, and new home sales. Friday, not much happening out there. New York Stock Exchange is going to close early. Basically, everybody's going to take their toys on Wednesday afternoon and go away. That would be nice. Too bad we couldn't hope for that to continue a long time. This off of the Bloomberg website, more talk about gold. You know, we all heard in Davos, Switzerland, where George Soros came out and said that the gold was, going to be a bubble. Well, he's still talking about gold bubbles. Kind of a bubble bath I don't mind being in. But anyway, George Soros says, gold bubble expanding as the exchange-traded products hold 9 years of U.S. output. This by Nicholas Larkin, pretty good writer there. Pham Duy Nguyen, sounds like Vietnamese. We've read his articles before. He's out of Seattle. Anyway, new news, November 22nd. Gold's 24% surge this year to a record is proving no deterrent to George Soros, John Paulson, and Paul Turaji. We'll just call him Paul Tour, whose investment signaled more gains for the longest winning streak in at least 9 decades. Securities and Exchange Commission filings this month by the Soros Fund Management LLC, Paulson and Company, and Turaj Capital Management LP listed investments in gold as their biggest holdings. All right, underline that, put it on your tote board, put it up in neon lights, all right, as their biggest holdings. If these guys are doing it, maybe you might want to consider it. Exchange-traded products own 2,088 metric tons, equal to 9 years of U.S. mine supply. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows precious metals will produce the best commodity returns in the next year, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. said in a November the 9th report. Interesting, isn't it? How gold was dissed for years and years and silver relegated to the dustbin. Now everybody's moving back into the metals. The purchases show how investors are snapping up hard assets as governments and central banks, led by the Federal Reserve, pump more than $2 trillion into the world financial system. Really like that QE stuff, quantitative easing. Gold and exchange-traded products, this is our gold SPDR gold shares and others that are out there. Be very careful about getting involved in them. Pay attention to them. You know, big hands, deep pockets. Pay attention to them, but I would caution you about getting involved in them. But gold and exchange-traded products, what you really want is physical possession. Physical possession. Have it in your hand. Don't leave it in some electronic lockbox someplace. Gold in exchange-traded products, as much as half of which may be held by individual investors. See, this is probably the biggest issue going on here. As much as half of which may be held by individual investors. Hard to say who owns any of these little baskets. Is there any gold behind any of them? Is it a spoof? Is it a spoof on you, the investor? What would you rather have, physical possession gold or an electronic entry on somebody's electronic computer screen that said they just happened to have 1,200 tons of gold somewhere? People who are selling gold here are making a big mistake, said Michael Pinto, a senior economist at Euro-Pacific Capital, Inc. in New York, who correctly predicted gold's highs the past 2 years. Quote, the gold bull market will end when real interest rates become positive, and we're very far away from that. The Fed believes it's going to have to print more money to keep real interest rates from rising and rescue the economy. So you might make a note of that and keep it, you know, up on your computer screen. And just remember that this fellow, Michael Pinto, Euro-Pacific Capital, he works with Peter Schiff, obviously, he says that the gold bull market will end when real interest rates become positive, and we're very far away from that. Continuing, gold gained 87% since September 2007 when the Fed began cutting benchmark interest rates and global credit markets started to falter. Well, pick it up right there, right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So back into this article once again, looking at the gold and the interest in gold. Lots of activity going on in the metals markets this morning. Gold, again, gained 87% since September the 2007 when the Fed began cutting benchmark interest rates and global credit markets started to falter. Standard & Poor 500 index of shares is down 21% since then, even after last year's jumping 23%, the most since 2003. The Fed has kept its benchmark interest rate near zero. It's at 0.25%, by the way, and a report on it. It hasn't changed since December of 2008, and plans to pump another $600 billion into the economy through June by purchasing government bonds. This morning, the 2-year is yielding 0.51%, a program known as quantitative easing. Quantitative easing. Also known as creating money out of nothing. Anyway, the central bank bought $1.7 trillion of securities in a first phase that ended in March. U.S. dollar index tracking the currency against six counterparts slumped 8.5% in the third quarter, the most in 8 years. So, of course, if you listen to the Become Vocal Local broadcast right here each morning, you're all up to speed on these numbers, so they shouldn't be a big problem for you. But for those out there in general land, they read this sort of stuff, and it goes right over the top of their head. QE2 just further strengthens the already strong market for hard assets like gold, said Michael Cugino. I would imagine he has a embassariat over at the Vatican. But anyway, who helps manage $9 billion at the Permanent Portfolio Funds in San Francisco and has about 20% of his assets in gold? A lot of people have about 20% of their assets in gold. Some have much higher figures than that. Real short-term interest rates after inflation are still negative, and until that changes, commodities are going to continue to make higher highs. And as we've seen over the last few years, the lows keep getting higher, the highs keep getting higher, and we just kind of continue to move towards the troposphere. Record prices, gold, which doesn't pay a dividend, you know, they always throw that in. I don't know what you want to have. Somebody that knows how much gold you have, and they send you a little dividend check once a year. If you need a dividend in gold, just reach into your treasure chest and go cash one in. There's your dividend. Anyway, gold, which doesn't pay a dividend, reached a record of $1,424.60 an ounce in London on November the 9th. Wow, what a morning that was. And was at $1,362.40 at 8:29 a.m. this morning. Prices are heading for a 10th consecutive annual gain. 10 years in a row. The best performance since at least 1920. The S&P 500 index returned about 9.5% with dividends reinvested, according to the data compiled by Bloomberg. Treasuries returned 7.3%, a Bank of America Merrill Lynch index shows. All right? But, of course, we're looking at this morning at 17.61% return on your investment, and just a little earlier this month, we were knocking in over 30% return on your investment in gold. Other precious metals have done better this year yet, and that's the thing to really be paying attention to. I give you all four of these numbers. You can find them up on the Kitco website. You can track them for yourself. Prove it to yourself. Don't take my word for it. But silver is kicking major booty, all right? Other precious metals have done better this year. Silver futures rose 61% through November 19th. They say it's the poor man's metal. Let's see how many poor men become wealthy playing in the silver market these days. Silver futures rose 61%. Remember? All right. Treasuries returned to 7.3% return, you know, on their investment. Silver rose 61%. Did you look at the mining shares this morning? Some of the mining shares that the top five performers on the Kitco website. They're pulling down 5% and 6% return on your investment overnight. And people are going out there and they're buying bonds, a 2-year bond with a yield of 0.51%. Wow. Anyway, it's like P.T. Barnum said, there is a sucker born every moment. Silver futures rose 61% through November the 19th and would have to gain another 85% to reach the record of $50.35 an ounce reached in New York in 1980. But of course, if you adjust that for inflation, it'd have to go up a long, long ways to touch that high. Palladium advanced 72% in London and would need to add another 60% to match the all-time high of $1,125 an ounce reached in 2001. Of course, we've had a considerable amount of inflation since 2001, so you'd have to bump that number up as well. Investors bought shares of exchange-traded products, also known as exchange-traded funds, ETFs, now they're calling them ETPs, just to confuse the listening audience, representing 1,081 tons of silver worth $945 million since the end of September. According to data from four providers compiled by Bloomberg, gold in the exchange-traded products such as the SPDR Gold Trust, we call it the Gold Shares here, that's the website, but Gold Trust is the actual name, and if you go in and read their prospectus, you'd be well advised to do so. Very, 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 very aware of the dates that are listed in there. 11, 11, 11. Word to the wise. The biggest fell 9.5 tons. Investors may have considered silver cheap relative to gold and bet that it would benefit from the economic recovery, said Daniel Breischerman, an analyst at Commerce Bank. Well, there's more to the article. It's very interesting. Here's a little bit more of something different. Fight over the fair value in global finance, making Volcker Rule FASB dissonance. What's this all about? Yalman Onaran writing for Bloomberg. A dispute between U.S. and international accounting groups about how to value financial instruments is threatening to derail efforts to converge global standards. Derail efforts to converge global standards, you know. Oh, an individual single global economic world order, right? They're not getting along very well. The boys are not playing in the sandbox together very well. And so we'll find out a little bit about that, affecting how trillions of dollars of assets are marked on balance sheets. We always hear about the Fed's balance sheet. Couldn't balance that thing on a steak knife. The debate pits the U.S. Financial Accounting Standards Board. That's the U.S. FASB, which wants to expand the use of fair value accounting to all financial assets, including loans and deposits, against the London-based International Accounting Standards Board, the IASB. All right, so there's a war being waged between these two groups. They're trying to struggle. They're struggling to see whose method of cheating is better. Anyway, you know, it's all a fraud anyhow. And the FASB's proposal announced in May could cause 26 of the largest banks to write down the value of about $4 trillion of loans on their books by as much as $138 billion. And of course, $138 billion compared to $4 trillion is pretty much a pittance, but this does make news. Treatment of financial instruments has been the sticking point, and there's a lot of political pressure on all sides on that, said Paul Volcker. There's a real long-legged macadaddy. A former chairman of the Federal Reserve who first introduced the idea of accounting convergence as the head of the group that oversees the IASB, Financial Accounting Convergence. When you have global corporations operating around the world and analysts looking at them from around the world, you want one accounting standard. And then it goes on and it talks about harmonizing systems, etc., 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 all right? So in all of this, what are we really looking at? What we're talking about is building one single, unified, global, world economic order. And anything that it takes to get there, these boys are willing to do. Climate talks, we're going to go into that quite a bit today. Climate talks echo the 50-year Bretton Woods process as clean energy slips, all right? So Bretton Woods was a very important time period. You can go back in the archives, pick up our study on the new economic order early on in the Oracle experience. You can also grab a copy of Lee Rogers' DVD, to find out more about all of this, you can certainly go to the Wikipedia, find out what Bretton Woods is, what it means to you and I. Pick it up on in regards to clean energy right after this. Stay tuned.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the Internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into the discussion here in regards to these climate talks echoing a 50-year Bretton Woods processes clean energy slips right off of Bloomberg by Alex Morales, November the 22nd. And yes, devastating for you. In the chat room, our chat room reminds us all that this is the day that commemorates the assassination of John F.K. Dealey Plaza so long ago. Okay, enough said. Pretty well all have gone through that. There's 1,001 books out there, and we're not getting any closer to resolution on that, or Agenda 21, or anything else. So we'll just have to keep proceeding along. It took decades for negotiators to write treaties that curb nuclear warheads and settle trade disputes between nations, and by that measure, efforts to limit global warming may be just getting started. In a town in Mexico soon. United Nations climate talks starting in Mexico next week will resemble sitting in Bretton Woods in 1944. Notice the distinction that's being drawn here, said Harvard University Environmental Economics Director Robert Stamets. What was going on in Bretton Woods? Setting up a new monetary policy for the world. And this is the idea behind these climate exchanges. Same sort of a thing, creating a new economic order. This time, instead of based on gold and everybody chipping in a certain amount and getting drawing rights, special drawing rights, depending on how much gold they had in the system, now it's all carbon credit. We're going into the king's clothing. United Nations climate talks starting in Mexico next week will resemble sitting in Bretton Woods in 1944, referring to meetings that devised a new world financial system and envisioned an agency governing international trade. All right? So we're revisiting the Bretton Woods time period. Climate negotiations are going to be an ongoing process, much like trade talks, and not a single task with a clear end point. Stevens, Robert Stevens, said in a telephone interview, quote, it took 50 years to build the institutions that led to the World Trade Organization. It wasn't something that was done in a moment. Again, you need to understand the adversary here. Like Chinese water torture, one drop at a time, right? They're willing to go the long haul to get their goals and agendas accomplished. Again, it was not something that was done in a moment. They outlive our attention span. Momentum, even minimal, is needed to underpin global carbon dioxide markets, as well as the $5.7 trillion that should be invested in clean energy products by 2035, according to the International Energy Agency estimates. That's the IEA. Trading in carbon dioxide permits, which aims to curb fossil fuel combustion that releases gases blamed for warming the planet, will shrink 4% this year to $122 billion, Bloomberg Energy Finance has forecast. After the talks failed to produce a treaty in Copenhagen, we call that the Nopenhagen, COP15, in December of 2009, despite the attendance of world leaders, including Barry the Usurper and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, investors scaled back bets on wind and solar power and on carbon reduction technologies. The Wilder Hill New Energy Index of 87 companies developing or using low-carbon technologies has slid about 18% this year, erasing $500 billion in market value. That's not happening in gold and silver coin, but it is happening in the puff and smoke of carbon dioxide. The signal for investors. Investors failed to get a signal from Copenhagen. Should have used semaphores. They didn't read that one properly. That global rules would favor their investments. Global rules would favor their investments. You see who runs all of this? Fatih Birol, chief economist at IEA, said that a November the 11th conference, quote, that casts a shadow over clean energy technology prospects. Right, we're going to see more of that in the news. Expectations are incredibly low regarding any kind of meaningful outcome this year, said Robert Clover, the global head of clean energy research at the HSBC Holdings PLC in London. Quote, people are looking at the talks to see how they might drive national policies and regulations. Now, if you were listening last evening, Michael Vail's broadcast in the second hour Vantage Point, he read a fascinating article that reveals the meaning of statements made last week, in the early part of the week, by Barry the Usurper in one of the articles. If we can't get the big yep in Copenhagen, then what we're going to need to do is do this the back door way. All right? And so we find that the Council of Governors and the mayors of these big munis and all of that, they're implementing the climate change programming through the back door. This is these change agents working in and around and amongst us. If you can't get an international deal, you take globalism and you transition it into localism, which is why we need to become vocal local to block this globalist cabal right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Prospects were bleak for completing an arms control accord in 1979 after the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, they threw in. The U.S. responded by refusing to ratify the Second Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty. President Ronald Reagan withdrew from the accord in 19... What's all this got to do with anything? I don't know. They're just throwing it in to let you remember that the Strategic Arms Treaty is high on the usurper's list. So they throw that in. I don't know, maybe Reuters is sending out bonuses. People get cheese danishes, if they mention this in their articles. Bretton Woods, talks were revived with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. Two treaties since then allowed U.S. and Russian arms inspectors access. You see, it's all about arms now all of a sudden. They just kind of threw it in the middle. The summit in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire in 1944 set up the International Monetary Fund and led to the creation of the World Bank. It envisioned a trade agency but didn't complete the charter. It took five more decades, 50 years of talks, to establish the World Trade Organization, which has adjudicated trade disputes between nations since it opened in 1995. It's not that old. This is not this long ago now. Global warming talks accelerated in 1992. Okay, so I highlight this one. I'm going to copy this article. Global warming talks accelerated in 1992 when the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro set up the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, which coordinates annual conferences, including last year's Copenhagen Summit and this year's round in Cancun. Hope they get a can the con in Cancun. Now, with 194 members, the body agreed in Kyoto, Japan in 1997 to limit CO2 output from developed nations. The U.S. signed the treaty but never ratified it. We do that from time to time. Smaller pieces. Now listen, we've been at it for 18 years on climate change, but that's not unique. Duncan Hollis, an associate professor at Temple University's Beasley School of Law in Philadelphia, an editor of the Oxford Guide to Treaties, to be published next year, breaking this up into smaller pieces and trying to knock off one piece at a time is certainly worth trying. This is precisely what Barry the Usurper was quoted as having said in that article previously. The United Nations talks seek to curb greenhouse gas emissions to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. We're talking about here is a new economic system based on this king's clothing, carbon dioxide argument. Did you listen yesterday? Perhaps the day before yesterday, excuse me, Mel Hallett on Saturday. Very interesting guests for the full 2 hours on Truth Quest right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You might go back if you missed that broadcast and listen to the archived copy. Real science, real people. When negotiators in Copenhagen fell short of a treaty to replace the Kyoto when its target expired in 2012, Obama and when, not how, not who, but when, Obama and when were among about 30 leaders that formed the non-binding Copenhagen Accord. The agreement, now joined by 140 nations, included pledges to limit emissions from all the world's biggest emitters. You don't want to be a denier. I wouldn't want to be caught being an emitter. Hole in one? The realization is that we can't have a hole in one. We can't agree on the big deal in one go. Danish climate and energy minister Lykke Friis said in an interview, "That's not the same as saying the process is broken. Let's focus on what we can agree upon and not on what we cannot agree to," he said. Christina Frigueres, the UN diplomat leading the talks in Cancun, says she's aiming for progress on a package of measures covering forest protection, climate aid, and technology sharing. A full-blown treaty isn't on the agenda. It's unrealistic to expect governments to move in one big step towards a legally binding treaty. This is real big news, all right? This is global action plans coming to pass in our lifetime. She told the UN General Assembly in New York on November the 1st that, quote, a silver bullet solution to climate change is not an option, and progress has to be made one step at a time. Incrementalism is what they call it. Incrementalism.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So there we have some other little bit of news to go into. We'll come back to this Agenda 21 discussion in greater detail in the second hour. We're going to go into the protection of the atmosphere, Chapter 9 of the United States, or excuse me, the Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992. Climate talks may be more complex than Bretton Woods because they include developing countries such as China, India, Russia, and Brazil. These are BRIC countries, not just the U.S. and its allies. We're not coming right out of a world war. We're still involved in a new world war over there. And the divisions that prevented an agreement in Copenhagen remain. U.S. view, the U.S. says it won't sign a treaty unless all major emitters, including developing nations, are bound by it. China, which spews the most greenhouse gases, says it's not ready to enshrine its domestic goals in international law. And good for them. You cannot build a system premised on the notion that China should be treated the same as Chad when China is now the world's largest emitter. See? They're taking on the same attitude in China that we've had for the last 100 years. You can't ask the United States of America, though they haven't and have built this heavily for it, you can't ask the United States of America to go down to the level, let's say, of a Chad or a Togo or a Lesotho when we were, you know, at that time, were the engine of production on the planet. Now, China is the engine, that engine, and so it's difficult to ask China to curb its emissions in order to go down to the level of Togo or Lesotho, you know, where they're still trying to figure out how to create a cook stove. I don't know. Going back into the Stone Age there. Anyway, elections on November the 2nd, they cut the representation of the usurper's Democratic Party in Congress, make U.S. action on climate change even less likely for now. The Paris-based IEA estimates inaction on climate change since Copenhagen raised the cost of curtailing carbon emissions by $1 trillion to $18 trillion by 2035. Who cares? Curtailing carbon emissions. What? Who cares? Read the science. It's nonsense. All right? It's the king's clothing, you know. Even the little boy standing alongside the parade route knew that king was butt-naked. But apparently, academia just refuses to admit it. Stavins said a treaty is unlikely to be written in either Cancun or at next year's UN Climate Conference in South Africa. In South Africa next year. It doesn't ever end with these batards. They just keep coming back and coming back and coming back. That's a view shared by Trevor Hauser. They don't get the message. A U.S. State Department negotiator at the Copenhagen Summit, who's now visiting fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, Pete Peterson and the boys. Running out of time? A treaty may not even be the right near-term approach, Hauser said in an interview. Rather than wasting valuable time waiting for the stars to align behind a new treaty, the international community, key phrase there, has an opportunity to get down to business implementing the finance, transparency, adaptation, and technology cooperation provisions of the Copenhagen Accord. To hell with the agreement, to hell with the treaty, the international community is going forward with the agenda, and they're going to do it at the local level rather than the national level. That's what's being said here. The Copenhagen Agreement pledges to play to lead 3 to 3.9 degrees of Celsius of warming by 2100. The Pew Center. Why do they always go back to the Pew Center? Pew! The Pew Center on Global Climate Change. The Pew seems to have a center on just about everything from hangnails to hemorrhoids. That could lead to sea levels rising more than 2 meters, 7 feet. Look out, the oceans are rising. Which would submerge much of nations such as the Maldives or Tuvalu. Never even heard of Tuvalu before. Toodaloo, Tuvalu. And the waves. Never mind. All right. Fishing for sea bass in their state capital. According to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change 2007 Global Warming Assessment, up to 30% of species would be in danger of extinction, and hundreds of millions of people would face water shortages. It says, we're running out of time. The atmosphere doesn't negotiate with politicians. Where do you find a good hemp rope when you need one? Anyway, here's a little bit more. EU carbon permits advanced to the highest in almost four weeks. ICE data shows, of course, every morning, we talk about this USDX, the dollar index. The Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. That's where you're going to be trading these EU carbon permits, obviously. Advanced to the highest in almost 4 weeks. Matthew Carr and Chanjaroen collaboratively writing. I guess Matthew Carr probably did this one in English, and Chanjaroen did it for the East Indian market. November the 22nd, writing for Bloomberg. European Union carbon dioxide permits rose to their highest price since October the 27th. Soul, please put together an organization and break this European Union carbon dioxide permit scam. As natural gas jumped and society general forecast emission rights would advance more than any other commodity in a group of 22. Stuck on stupid here. EU CO2 prices will gain 35% through the fourth quarter of 2011, according to analysts at the Paris-based bank. Copper is second, with estimated gains of 23%. How can you go from something like carbon dioxide to copper in the same sentence, and then triple it up and throw in palladium behind it? You've got something absolutely tangible, something in a limited quantity, like copper and palladium, being compared with something that the ocean just creates in plenty, something that's useful, something that's good for the planet, like CO2, being compared with copper and palladium by the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. EU emissions haven't priced in any recovery in the Eurozone, said Frederic Lazare, head of commodities research at the bank, told reporters today. December 2010, EU allowances climbed as much as 1.3% to 15.16 euros, or $20.83 a metric ton. For what? Carbon dioxide emissions. Wow. UK gas for the 6 months through September 2011 rose 2.4% as freezing weather was forecast for London. Carbon allowances are up 21% this year as utilities buy to hedge their forward power sales, and Brussels-based regulators of the world's biggest greenhouse gas market ration supply of the permits. Right? The only scarcity is the regulators putting out the supply of the permits. These are like little hat trick chits, you know. You put your coat in the hat room and you get this little chit, and you can go back and redeem your coat if you have your chit. What a bunch of chits at the end of the day. If you expect more industrial production and more electricity generation, you should expect more emissions and more buyers in the market. It's a con game. A con in Cancun. Can the con in Cancun. Some of the European utilities sold their quotas when economic activity was extremely low. As they get their quotas for free, it's easy cash. Utilities will buy in years to come, he said. Since we started at a very low level, the rally could be quite strong. Free money. Free money. Get in line on this Ponzi scheme and it's going to be free money. Well, things aren't too free for Vestas. This is the Don Quixote's windmill manufacturer here. Vestas falls after the biggest wind turbine maker sees no 2011 profit gain. Things don't seem to be going too good for Vestas. Christian Weinberg, November 22nd, writing for Bloomberg. Vestas Wind Systems AS fell for the first time in 7 trading days in Copenhagen after the world's largest maker of wind turbines said next year's revenue and profitability level will be unchanged. That's going to be unfortunate for the people in Denmark who work there. You know, they've had windmills over there for quite a long time. Vestas expects 2010 sales of 6.8 billion euros or 9.3 billion U.S. and an earnings ratio before interest and tax of 7% of sales when adjusting for costs related to job cuts and factory closings. You know, they're looking for this profit around 7%. If they would just simply invest in gold, they'd be looking at about 17.61% return on their investment this morning. Save themselves a lot of trouble, and they wouldn't have to go around troubling us with their windmills everywhere either. Well, we'll be right back. Of course, that would hurt Google. They're in this too.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, November the 22nd. There's 3:11 for you, 2010. 2 hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name still is William Roberts. Going into a bunch of news today. In the first hour, covering the climate news, coming in advance of the Cancun United Nations summit there on climate change, and continuing at this article looking at Vesta's wind systems. You know, there's a bunch of folk out there that are profiting and profiting mightily off of this idea of, you know, wind power and solar power and all those things. Of course, there's another article here we're going to cover in a moment about China building nuclear power plants, but we couldn't let Abin Dinajabi do that, could we? No way. Can't let him get off the OPEC teat. But anyway, they produce enough gas and oil of their own that they could probably do without us. But Israel doesn't like that. So we have to do the bidding of our master Israel. Anyway, it looks weaker, a bit weaker than I expected for 2011. Jakob Petersen, an analyst at Aberenia, Denmark. Aben Ra, that's kind of like Amen Ra. Maybe it would be Amen Hotel. I don't know. Two A's, two more A's. Four A's in this word. Seems to me we wouldn't have to buy a vowel here. Maybe they could get together with the Chinese and swap a few consonants for a few vowels and things would be a little easier to read on air. But anyway, an analyst with Amen Ra, the Denmark-based SID Bank, AS, said by telephone, quote, "One could have expected higher profitability next year given the drastic cost-cut measures that Vestas is carrying out." I guess Vestas is not a good investment this year. Don't put your money in. Don't invest in Vestas. Vestas said in October it'll fire 3,000 workers and close factories in Denmark and Sweden as demand falls. That's not good for the people in Denmark, and it won't be good for the people in Sweden either. But the credit crisis has prompted banks to restrict loans to wind park developers. As we create the National Ocean Council and create the little wind park, 8 square miles, we reported on that. The National Ocean Council up there in, what was that place? Off Martha's Vineyard, off the coast there, building a wind park. The credit crisis has prompted banks to restrict loans to wind park developers that buy turbines from Vestas and rivals such as Germany's Siemens AG and the General Electric Company. At the same time, Europe's sovereign debt crisis has limited prospects for economic growth in the region. The reason must be Vestas' profitability is under pressure from lower contract prices, and at the same time, capacity is probably still not utilized in a satisfactory way, said Peterson. You know, but when you're looking for an excuse, hey, any excuse will do, right? Peterson, the reason must be that Vestas' profitability is under pressure. Maybe the reason is that people are starting to get wise to this idea and Don Quixote's windmills are going over like a lead blimp. Vestas fell as much as 3.9% to 171.8 kroner and traded at that level as of 12:26 p.m. Vestas kept its 2011 forecast for new orders at a combined capacity of 7,000 megawatts to 8,000 megawatts. That's what they're putting out over there. Let's see what China's doing over here as regards nuclear reactors. China, National Nuclear Corporation, the country's biggest operator of nuclear power plants. Of course, you haven't heard about any nuclear power plants being built in the United States recently, have you? China, National Nuclear Corporation, the country's biggest operator of nuclear power plants, started construction of a 650-megawatt reactor in the southern island province of Henan. Well, we'll pick that up right after this. Do stay tuned.
Talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, about the only people on this planet that ever been kicked out of more countries than the Jesuits, the Jews, of course, but here off of Hitler's No One Knows, 100 Pictures of the Life of the Führer by Heinrich Hoffmann. You find this little photograph of Hitler with the whip, you know, acting like Jesus. Here you go. This is the caption. Hitler's close friend, Dietrich Eckart, told of overhearing Hitler showing off to a lady by denouncing Berlin in extravagant terms. Quote, "The luxury, the perversion, the iniquity, the wanton display of the Jewish materialism disgusted me so thoroughly I was almost beside myself." I nearly imagined myself to be Jesus Christ when he came to the Father's temple and found the money changers. Eckhart described Hitler as brandishing his whip and exclaimed that it was his mission to descend upon the capital like a Christ and scourge the corrupt. Boy, wow. If you haven't read Mein Kampf, you might want to do that. Anyway, an interesting read, interesting book, and thanks for the clip to the chatters for posting it. Back to China again. Changjiang, number 2 reactor in Hainan. You ever wonder why we don't build nuclear reactors anymore? Why we don't want 24/7, 365, clean, no carbon emissions nuclear reactors in this country anymore? How come is it that Bernard Baruch was put in charge of restricting access to nuclear power all over the planet? About the same time they created that illegitimate box or ox known as a robot, he was the head of the Atomic Energy Commission, Bernard Baruch, descended from the Jewish slaver in the rum trade, Golden Triangle that it was. Anyway, he really had a stranglehold, really put a stranglehold on nuclear energy. China National Nuclear, again, the country's biggest operator of nuclear plants, started construction of a 650-megawatt reactor in the southern island province of Henan. China wants at least 15% of its energy mix to come from non-fossil fuel by 2020 and is accelerating construction of nuclear plants to help meet that goal. The Hainan facility will join 23 other reactors being built in China. The nation with the biggest nuclear power capacity under construction, according to the official Xinhua news agency in May. Work on the number 1 reactor, Changjiang, started on April the 25th, and operation at the facility will begin end of 2014. China National Nuclear said today in a statement, the reactor will also have capacity of 650 megawatts. That's a couple megawatt, all right. That's a couple megawatt for sure. And here's a little bit more on Vestas, and we'll close out on this. As far as the news is concerned, Vestas wind system, again, AS, fell for the first time in 7 days. And what are they putting out there? They're looking at putting out 8,000 megawatts combined of all the wind turbines that they're going to stick up all around the world and all of the grid that will be necessary to support them while China is building nuclear reactors. Well, climate change, this off the United Nations Global Issues website, in the 19th century, awareness began to dawn that accumulated carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere could create a greenhouse effect and increase the temperatures of the planet. Now, of course, if I was Pinocchio, my nose would already be growing. A perceptible process in that direction had already begun. A side effect of the industrial age and its production of carbon dioxide and other such greenhouse gases. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Cancun climate negotiators no match for the new energy alliances. This article off the Energy Collective. On November 29th, representatives from 190 countries will be in Cancun, Mexico for the 16th conference. This will be Cancun, or maybe it'll just be Con 16. We had COP 15, now Con 16. Their 16th conference. Of the parties under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Late last week, following a two-day major econ. By the way, I went up on the United Nations website. Wasted about 15 minutes trying to find something pertinent off them in regards to this conference. No luck, Will. No luck. Had to go out into the news basket. Google, Scoogle, Dogpile, or Web Ferret never lets you down. On November 29th again, representatives from 190 countries will be in Cancun, Mexico. I would describe myself right now as neither an optimist nor a pessimist, said Todd Stern. All right, we got his article last week. The State Department's special envoy on climate, adding there won't be any enormous leaps forward in Cancun, but real and concrete steps can be made. Remember, instrumentalism is a different ism. There's lots of isms out there. We study them all here, this being the home of philosophical radicalism. But they're going to make concrete steps, real and concrete steps, and they can be made, and they'll be made at the local level. They'll break it up in little teeny pieces. Again, go back and visit the Vantage Point archives for this past Sunday evening's broadcast with Michael Vail, second hour, hear all about it. Exactly what those could be has not come into focus, though Stern and other negotiators also noted that unless something tangible occurs at the Cancun meeting, the credibility of the UN process will weaken. Well, that process is already weakened. Fantastic radio here on Oracle over the weekend. Go back and listen to Melody Hallett's Truth Quest broadcast on Saturday. Get the archives for that broadcast, both hours. Fantastic interviews going on there. A year ago, of course, global anticipation of a diplomatic breakthrough was high enough to attract the American president, the Chinese premier, and over 100 other heads of state. Wouldn't that have been a dandy dish to feed to the king on a platter? To the Copenhagen Climate Summit, more than 125,000 people from all over the world marched for climate action on a cold and sunny Saturday afternoon. Thousands of journalists and producers filed reports from a crowded media room at the Bella Center, itself so full that security forces limited access. People are listening. People are paying attention. They know they're going to get conned in Cancun. And just as we were conned in Copenhagen. Yet what was clear in Copenhagen, just as it was plain in the two other international climate conferences I've attended, the author writes, in Barcelona in 2009 and in Tianjin last month, is this, quote, the very same governments that produced a near stalemate on a climate treaty are simultaneously supporting global alliances of powerful energy companies to develop and consume the planet's remaining reserves of fossil fuels. Let's just put it this way. The executives of those companies are perfectly content with the grudging pace of climate negotiations. Once again, what are we talking about really? What we're talking about is sustainable development, is the idea of sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns, all of the businesses that prosper and profit by all of this stuff. They are sustained, and they're sustained by your tax dollars, and these climate dollars are going to underwrite them even more. Let's go right to the source. And we're not going back to the Club of Rome. No, instead, we'll jump forward a little bit and go into the Earth Summit Agenda 21, United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. You see, just about every day we could turn to this one book and find plenty of material to discuss as we see this being implemented globally around us each and every day. We'll be right back. Agenda 21, Chapter 9, Protection of the Atmosphere.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so just in case you might have missed the broadcast that I was referring to earlier where Michael Vail Vantage Point covered this article, I'll just give you some of the highlights and thank you, Mr. Vail, for posting it in our chat room. Again, this is off of Ross Story. Mayors from around the world sign a climate pact. All right. Sunday, November the 21st, new news. Basically, mayors from around the world signed a voluntary pact on Sunday in Mexico City to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at a meeting meant as a precursor to the UN-sponsored climate talks in Cancun opening next week. All right, these are all the governors and mayors are assembling in Mexico, paying homage to their leaders. The gathering is one of the world's most polluted cities assembled thousands of local and regional leaders to discuss a wide range of economic and social issues, including climate change. Participants from some 136 cities, and you've got to believe that these are all ICLEI cities, by the way, no doubt about that in my mind, including Buenos Aires, Bogota, Johannesburg, Los Angeles, Paris, and Vancouver, B.C., or maybe that would be Vancouver, Oregon, Washington, no, Vancouver, Oregon, Van. Signed the pact, which states their intention to adopt a slate of measures to stem climate change, all right? As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Penned that one back in 2008. Been living this for years. We really need to pay attention here. Because what they cannot do globally in the big meetings, they do locally without any fanfare at all. Chapter 9, Agenda 21, Earth Summit, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro begins this way, introduction. Protection of the atmosphere is a broad and multidimensional endeavor involving various sectors of economic activity. Kind of sounds like the beginning of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, doesn't it? The options and measures described in the present chapter are recommended for consideration and, as appropriate, implementation by governments and other bodies in their efforts to protect the atmosphere. Section 9.2. It is recognized that many of the issues discussed in this chapter are also addressed in such international agreements as the 1985 Vienna Convention for the Protection of the Ozone Layer. Listen to that broadcast yesterday with Mel Hallett and the two science fellows that thoroughly debunked that ozone O3 layer nonsense over Australia. the 1987 Montreal Protocol on substances that deplete the ozone layer. And, of course, Dow Chemical was right there with the CFC and their replacement to make money on that. Remember when we had to alter all of our absolutely fantastic, phenomenal, and functional air conditioning systems in our 57, 58, and 59 Chevrolets to accommodate this new system that didn't work, still doesn't. Continuing, the 1992 United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, think this all just started happening yesterday? You'd be mistaken. And other international, including regional instruments, regionalism. Go and click on the link on the Become Vocal Local website and track that over to freedomadvocates.org. You can read the writings that I put out there on regionalism for Michael Shaw's group and others. Lots of people talking about regionalism over there. However, within the framework of this chapter, governments are free to carry out additional measures which are consistent with those legal instruments. And so even though we can enter in and upon international agreements, that's just a minimum. That's a minimum standard. On the local level, they can go far beyond that. Here in southwest Missouri, coming under attack from the little town of Exeter about having an automobile parked in my driveway that the city doesn't like, not having any license tags on it, all right? Even though the city doesn't control the taxes here, even though the Missouri Department of Revenue doesn't require an automobile parked on private property to have license tags, the city thinks they can usurp that. The city goes above the state. So let's be aware of that. At the international level, they set certain minimum standards, and then each of the various nations could exceed that, and each of the various states can exceed that, and each of the various counties can exceed that, and each of the various municipalities can exceed that. It does not necessarily go the other way. It just gets worse and worse and worse the closer it comes to home, which is why we need to just say no and become vocal local. It is also recognized that activities may be undertaken in pursuit of the objectives of this chapter that should be coordinated with social and economic development in an integrated manner with a view to avoiding adverse impacts on the latter, always, always avoiding impacts on the economic development. You wouldn't want your exclusive enterprise zones being impacted by any of these things, would you? Of course not. If you do, you'll lose Dow Chemical and GE's support. And when they're not happy, you won't be happy, especially if you're local government. Continuing, taking into full account the legitimate priority needs of developing countries for the achievement of sustained economic growth and the eradication of poverty. You got to throw that one in there, the eradication of poverty. Indigenous people, women, children, and indigenous people, and the eradication of poverty, I said it right there, the eradication of poverty. In this context, particular reference is also made to Program Area A of Chapter 2 of Agenda 21, promoting sustainable development through trade. You see, they've got it all covered up here. You try and find a way to dance out of this book, and you will have found a loophole that we've all been waiting for you to find. Please bring it to our knowledge. The present chapter includes the following four program areas: energy development, efficiency and consumption, transportation, industrial development, terrestrial and marine resource development, and land use, preventing stratospheric ozone depletion and transboundary atmospheric pollution. Transboundary atmospheric pollution. That would be sort of like the depleted uranium coming up off the sand pit of Afghanistan and Iraq and getting into the upper air currents and finding its way all across Europe, and the sperm counts just going down and down and down and down. Massive radiation exposures. If we can believe those that float that meme. Program areas: addressing the uncertainties, improving the scientific basis for decision-making. This is really a really big problem for these folk. They have to improve the scientific basis. That means they need to reach out into academia. They need to reach into all of the testing laboratories in Brookings and MIT and the rest. They need to finance and fund. They need to wait to raise up another generation of green scholars. It takes a lot of programming to get green scholars ready for these jobs. But in time, they come forward and they're willing to sell their souls for the green agenda. Considering the basic objectives of this program area is to improve the understanding of processes that influence and are influenced by the Earth's atmosphere on a global, regional, and local scale, including inter alia. Now, inter alia is a term in Latin that means among others. They use it like salt and pepper throughout this entire book. It's the only Latin phrase they use, but they do use inter alia a lot. So when you find it in writings, just remember, it means among others.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 9, Protection of the Atmosphere, the basic objectives of this program area is to improve the understanding of processes that influence and are influenced by the Earth's atmosphere on a global, regional, and local scale, including, listen to the list, listen to the grocery list, this is a shopping list, all right? The width and the breadth and the depth of this program area. Physical, chemical, geological, biological, oceanic, hydrologic, economic, and social processes to build capacity, enhance international cooperation, improve understanding of the economic and social consequences of atmospheric changes, and of mitigation and response measures addressing such changes. These guys don't think small. They fairly well get the whole circuit. They get all the cows, they get all the calves, and they bring the bull. Go back to chapter 7.9 or 7.59 once again. Again, out of Agenda 21. The three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely the development of a culture of safety. I call this the promotion of the safety cult. Again, it's a development of a culture of safety. This is propaganda. They have to believe, make you believe or make you think or suspect that you might be in danger, that the sea levels might actually rise. You buy a small island off the coast of Canada, and if the seas go up 7 meters, you're underwater. All right. Three primary areas. The development of a culture of safety. You see that in the news all the time. The TSA is trying to do this for you. All right. They're developing a culture of safety so that you'll accept this intrusion upon your physical being. And then they want to go into pre-disaster planning, worrying about that ocean water rising, worrying about all those poor little polar bears doing backstroke in the Arctic Ocean, and post-disaster reconstruction. It's the same drill over and over again. The development of a culture of safety, pre-disaster planning, post-disaster reconstruction. Visit it with Katrina. See it again in Haiti. Go over to the earthquakes in Indonesia, tsunamis, tidal waves, the non-event tidal wave in Hawaii following the, what was it, the Chile earthquake. Mitigation and response measures. The multi-jurisdictional all-hazard task force is mitigating environmental and man-made and environmental disasters. Continuing, point number 9.8, again, out of this chapter. Governments at the appropriate level, now we're talking about the mayors, governments at the appropriate level, with the cooperation of the relevant United Nations bodies. You know, when Ban Ki-moon comes to town, now they roll out the press corps, put him up in the nicest hotel in town, limo and all that. Governments at the appropriate level with the cooperation of the relevant United Nations bodies and, as appropriate, intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations and the private sector. Wow. Talk about the big tent policy. Should, coulda, woulda, shoulda, should, A, promote research related to the natural processes affecting and being affected by the atmosphere, as well as the critical linkages between sustainable development and atmospheric changes, including impacts on human health, ecosystems, economic sectors, and society. What are they doing again? They're promoting research related to these natural processes. Pretty well understood axiom. If Dow Chemical is paying for the research and they're asking you to prove a certain thing, rather than following the empiric process, the scientific discovery, you'll go out, you know, as they say, if you're looking for something, you're likely to find it. And they do. They find all manner of justifications, even if they have to use a hockey stick and fudge all the data. B, ensure a more balanced geographical coverage of the Global Climate Observing System. This is the GCOS. Of course, we saw that that was as corrupt as could be. They're very careful about where they put their little system stations, you know. and its components, including Global Atmosphere Watch, the GAW, by facilitating, inter alia, there it is, salt and pepper again, the establishment and operation of additional systematic observation stations, and by contributing to the development, utilization, and accessibility of these databases. And this is what a lot of was discovered in this those East Anglia emails that were leaked out, is that they were just creating this myth whole cloth. Promote cooperation in the development of early detection systems. Now, just the other day, coming out of the G20 meeting, and prior to that, out of Davos, they're talking about, in the financial sector, creating early detection systems. You have to float this out there all the time. Because what works in one area works in all areas. And insofar as that everything is truly economic and has almost nothing to do with the environment, one could only expect to find, even in a discussion of things environmental, that we would have these early detection systems in place concerning changes and fluctuations in the atmosphere. Another point, the establishment and improvement of capabilities to predict such changes. This is all of those sensors that were out there about tsunamis. Remember, everyone was waiting with bated breath, and over in Honolulu, the harbor there, everybody was running like wildebeests and elephants to the high ground. When ultimately, even in the face of all of this early detection system that had been deployed at a great expense, it was nothing more than the rinse cycle of your Whirlpool washing machine going on in the harbor. But anyway, they were prepared. They had developed their culture of safety. Cooperate in research to develop methodologies and identify threshold levels of atmospheric pollution, as well as atmospheric levels of greenhouse gas concentrations that would cause dangerous anthropogenic interference with the climate system and the environment as a whole. Where do you think this anthropogenic man-made interference with the climate system came from? Could it be? Agenda 21, 9.8 E, D, put it on your toe board, 9.8 D. And the environment as a whole, and at the associated rates of change that would not allow ecosystems to adapt naturally. What are the thresholds? We heard about it today. They set these thresholds, you know. And then they strive to meet these thresholds, even though they're dealing with the king's clothing. Promote and cooperate in the building of of scientific capacities for the exchange of scientific data and information. InfoSys. This is where we start getting involved with the expansion of, you know, high-speed internet, so that we can extend the control grid and the hubs and the routers and all that. We can extend the control grid globally. It has little to do with climate change, but it sure sells a lot of stuff for Bill Gates, don't it? Dell computers, everybody else. The exchange of scientific data and information and the facilitation of the participation and training of experts and technical staff. This is your Workforce Development Act. You know, this is your job force stuff. This is your new global standards coming across the not only the United States, but around the world. The participation of training of experts say, and technical staff, the technicians. They're really not aware of anything on a bigger level. I mean, think back to the time that you took your first job and you got a technical job or you got a workforce job. You know, you might have been working in a factory. Maybe you were working in an office. Did you understand how the thing was really going? Or did you just know that this is my cubicle, and there's my phone, and there's my in basket, there's my out basket, this is where the bathroom is, here's the water cooler, and hey, this is where we park our cars. And then you just come in every morning, and your in basket is full, and you process everything from the in basket to the out basket. You go home, collect your check, right? You don't know the big picture. No one's going to teach you the big picture either. But that's the way it goes. The exchange of scientific data and information. We need to be very careful and concerned about this exchange of data and scientific information. we spend a lot of money, you know, to build these universities and all of the various laboratories that are, you know, that they make up. And then we just give away this information all around the world. Other people benefiting on our tax dollars, and we don't get the jobs, and we don't have the patents, and we don't have the production. What's up with that?
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, if you're traveling all the way to Cancun, it would be helpful to take this book along with you. Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro, 1992, and have Chapter 9 bookmarked, because this is really what it's going to be all about down there. Promote and cooperate in the building of scientific capacities for the exchange of scientific data and information, the facilitation of the participation and training of experts. Experts say they're in the news every day. Hardly an article goes by where they don't reference 1, 2, 3, or a dozen experts. Experts that say, we don't know who they are, generally. Don't know the companies they work for, but an article just isn't complete unless you quote an expert. After all, experts say. And we pay particular attention to those experts because they cost us a lot of money to create, particularly of the developing countries in the fields of research, data assembly, collection and assessment, and systematic observation related to the atmosphere. Of course, Lilly Ledbetter isn't working for any of those companies. Continuing basis for action, this is B, promoting sustainable development. Pretty bold statement. They're promoting it, all right? This is your Edward Bernays School of Propaganda. Basis for action 9.9, energy is essential to economic and social development and improved quality of life. Yeah, it sure is. Energy. That's why the Chinese are building nuclear reactors and the United States is building wind turbines off its shores. Wow. Much of the world's energy, however, is currently produced and consumed in ways that could not be sustained if technology were to remain constant and if overall quantities were to increase substantially. What's going to happen with all of these electric cars? Have you ever thought about it? What's going to happen to the grid when Poughkeepsie goes electric transportation? Can you imagine everyone rushing home in their electric scooter? And then they get home at exactly 5.07 p.m. and they all run out into the garage and they plug in their battery chargers. And the whole system goes into brownout. You know, that's going to have to be why they have the smart meters. No, you won't be able to charge your car up and go to the movies later. You won't be able to go out for a beer later. Nope. Your car won't begin charging again until 4:25 a.m., and so you're under house arrest until then. Of course, if you stop at your local filling station, you could plug your car in there. But, of course, you're going to be sitting there for 3 or maybe 4 hours. What would you do at the gas station? I guess you could eat snacks and drink espresso. Maybe somebody needs to think that one through one more time. The need to control atmospheric emissions of greenhouse and other gases and substances will increasingly need to be based on efficiency and energy production, transmission, distribution, and consumption. This is the carbon market. This is why Google's getting into the grid. And reliance on environmentally safe and sound energy systems. Environmentally safe and sound energy systems. The wind turbines do turn in the wind. They do blow in the wind, but they wear out things like bearings rapidly and leading edges of the blades rapidly. They all have continuous maintenance contracts. Of course, we'll need a lot of green workers out there to go around and spruce up the front and leading edges on the wind turbines and clamber all the way up into the top, open up the cowls and replace the bearings on those big wind turbine blades. The existing constraints to increasing the environmentally safe and sound energy supplies required for pursuing the path towards sustainable development, particularly in developing countries, need to be removed. The existing constraints. In other words, they're broke. It ain't no joke. Got no money. Got no money. Where are they going to get it? From you and me. Taxes. Higher cost of electricity. Higher cost of gasoline as you go to the gas station today. And you're billed $3 for a gallon of diesel fuel. Doing the math on my old truck the other day. The insurance company wanted so many dollars a year to insure it. Worked out to about 16 cents a mile. Together with the gasoline, as few miles per gallon as that old truck gets, it's somewhere around 48 cents a mile to drive that truck. He's priced right out of existence. Priced right into obsolescence. And yet, it's safer than most other vehicles on the road. The basic and ultimate objective of this program area is to reduce adverse effects on the atmosphere from the energy sector by promoting policies or programs. Where are those adverse effects on the atmosphere coming from? From the energy sector. That's why they want you to stop using so much electricity. That's why they want to take all the appliances out of your house. That's why it's so important that we develop little wood kitchen stoves again. That's right. Of course, not everyone will get a wood stove. Some people will have to eat Spam right out of the can with a spoon. Hope that doesn't include you. This objective should reflect the need for equity. It's always the three E's in sustainable development, environment, economy, and equity. The need for equity. Adequate energy supplies. What's adequate? Who will determine what adequate energy is? Is this like the death panels? and increasing energy consumption in developing countries, and should take into consideration the situation of countries that are highly dependent on income generated from the production, processing, and export and or consumption of fossil fuels and associated energy-intensive products, and for the use of fossil fuels for which countries have serious difficulties in switching to alternatives, and the situations of countries highly vulnerable to adverse effects of climate change. Well, they probably went to the Pope and had him write that one. Want to buy an indulgence? Want to marry your sister? Ricky, I'm home. Is that you, Lucy? It is. Governments at the appropriate level, with the cooperation of the relevant United Nations bodies and as appropriate intergovernmental and non-governmental organizations and the private sector, should. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Seems like a rather broad group of people, don't you think? Intergovernmental, non-governmental organizations, and the private sector should cooperate in identifying and developing economically viable, environmentally safe and sound sources to promote the availability of energy supplies to support sustainable development efforts, in particular in developing countries, Togo and Lesotho included. Promote the development at the national level of appropriate methodologies for making integrated energy, environment, and economic policy decisions for sustainable development, inter alia, there it is, salt and pepper again, through environmental impact assessments. Environmental impact assessments, that's the EIA. We used to call them something different. But all decisions going forward are going to be based upon environmental impact assessments. What does your carbon footprint look like today? You got the big foot out there? You got the big footprint? Well, if you do, you're going to pay, and you're going to pay mightily to continue wearing those big shoes. It's a really big shoe out there. Do you have a little footprint? Then maybe you're going to be subsidized in everything that you do. Perhaps we should leave the United States of America and all go live in Togo and Lesotho. And that way we could let all of the illegal aliens send us the hard-earned money that they earn in our America, and they could support us while we live in Togo and Lesotho. Because if we don't, we're going to wind up footing the bill for the planet. As we get more and more and more broke, despondent, lackluster, you can I continue to rob Peter to pay Paul indefinitely. Eventually, Peter loses interest in working. His production slacks. He starts missing days at work. He starts coming to work late. Accidents begin to happen on the job site. Peter is not interested in working any longer. And when Peter loses interest in supporting the system, Paul, his little parasite, Paul, is going to perish with Peter. Then who's going to pick up the mantle? Who's going to fuel and energize the Keynesian economic model, this idea, this false and specious program that says you could actually spend your way into prosperity? Socialism depends on OPM, other people's money. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Till the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.